Tuesday, August 16th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, you have said from time to time that the government school system is now grooming our children for sexual perversion. Harry Lifeset is reporting that the San Diego School District is teaching heterosexuality being oppressive. It goes all in on pushing radical gender ideology. And apparently they want the children and everyone else involved to have a victim mentality.
So here's the selling point. You are in a family and your family is oppressing you if it's telling you that you are a boy or a girl due to your biological makeup. Those are oppressive. You need to be your authentic self. And by the way, you don't have to conform to your biological gender. Those are just instruments of oppression. And so that is what is being taught in the government school system there in San Diego. And, you know, they've actually taken the wraps off a little bit so we can see what the curriculum is designed to do. To quote another article that I read in preparation, Tom, is we want to impart to the children that heterosexuality is an oppressive act against transgenders, non-binary, intersex, and gender non-conforming people. In other words, to establish an ethic that there is a foundational institution of life called marriage, a man and a woman united for life, and that males are men and females are women, and that sex belongs within the context of marriage, is oppressive. Any time that the Creator's laws in creation touch our lives in our sin nature and rebellion against God, we want to say, no, that's not right, that's not true, I can be and believe anything I want to, and anything that you bring to me that is ethical in nature, that is, you ought to do this. Those ethics are actually instruments of oppression. This has a couple of ventilators in our culture. One ventilator is Marxism, the other one is Freudian psychology, that basically says the Creator's laws in creation are actually man-made tools of oppression, and we need to jettison not only religion that would undergird the reality of God and the reality of God as Creator and the laws of creation, and we need to jettison all of those quote-unquote laws, which are really instruments of oppression. Well, you can see where that appeals to the sin nature in and of itself. But the reality is, you can't break God's law without God's law breaking you. So what do we end up with? Well, we end up in this rebellion against God with a culture of insanity, absurdity, immorality, and death, lethality. But we've made it financially profitable, so it's rooted in our society. And what I've tried to say is in this area of sexual promiscuity and sexual perversion, the aim is to capture our children and make them the experiments of this LGBTQAI movement that says we are not looking for toleration. It is looking for the declaration of normativity. In other words, this is what ought to be normal. You see these exploding statistics of immorality, of violence, of depression, of emotional desperation. You see all of this coming out of this movement, and as it is rising, the statistics on transgenderism are almost like an avalanche. Well, why is that there? Because the culture shapers that are motivated by power and by financial profitability, big government, big business, the media and the entertainment world, journalistic world, and the academic world. And one of the great instruments to indoctrinate the children with this LGBTQAI is and has been embraced through the National Association of Educators and the Federal Department of Education are the public school systems. So what is happening now is not only are our children being groomed, but the gatekeepers to our children are not only groomed, they have become part of the grooming of the children, and that includes the public school system. It is grooming the children in order to have access to them at their most formative years. We call that elementary age, their most formative years, to indoctrinate them. And San Diego basically just taken off the wraps and said, yep, that is exactly what we're doing. And underneath this is the notion of intersectionality, which accompanies the Marxist tools of critical theory and its subsets of critical law theory and critical race theory. Intersectionality is that which identifies the demographics of society that are oppressive, therefore are evil. Tom, what I want to mention to folks is we used to have a culture that said evil could be identified through what people would do or say. Evil came through deeds and words. Now, evil is no longer determined by what people say or do. Evil is determined by their ethnicity or their gender. Being male is evil. Fathering is evil. A biblical understanding of husband, that's evil. And at the top of the list, obviously, in our society today is the white male is the epitome of oppression. And then the next level is the white male or female. So in other words, we are defining evil by gender and by ethnicity instead of ethical analysis of words and deeds. We used to say evil is when you murder, evil is when you steal, evil is when you speak lies, when you slander, when you gossip. That's evil. Now we say, no, no, that's not evil. In fact, it's okay to do that if someone who is of a particular ethnicity or gender is in your life or over your life, and your response to them can be any response you want to make. Any response you have in regards to them is understandable because their presence is one of evil oppression. That's what these children are being taught. There's this ethnicity, and there are religions out there who will oppress you by telling you that because you are biologically male, then you are a man, because you are biologically female, that you are a woman, and that marriage is only for a man and a woman, a covenantal, conjugal, monogamous, and it's only for one man and one woman. Those are all acts of oppression. You need to be your authentic self. Now, any ethic is that there are no ethics. Now, the inescapable problem with that is you've just established an ethic that says there are no ethics. Well, who said that ethic is true if ethics aren't true and ethics are oppressive? That agenda of the sexual revolution is not looking for toleration. It is demanding capitulation. And it is declaring that if you don't capitulate, you are declared evil by your gender and by your ethnicity. Here is a curriculum designed to promote a message that as a child, you are a victim of these oppressors. And anything of ethical demand is actually revealing an oppressor. Instead of evaluating the demand by the ethic itself, you are able to dismiss it so that you can do what you want to and declare the people who teach you the ethics are oppressors. Well, where will that lead? That leads to a culture in a death spiral, a culture of insanity, absurdity, lethality, and immorality. But a lot of people are making money on it. That includes the education industry and the fuel that comes from your tax money through the Department of Education, and then the parasites and proponents of this in organizations like the National Association of Educators. I am fully aware in our government public school system, there are many Christians who are seeking to be salt and light. I applaud them. I pray for them. I ask the Lord to be at work in their life, and I'm available as a servant in their life as they are missionaries into a very dark place. But as parents, you need to start thinking, who are you going to give access to your child's mind? Make your decision under the eye of God.
As we close out for today, let me remind you, it is easy to subscribe to Today in Perspective on your smartphone or your tablet. Go to your podcast icon. Type in Today in Perspective with Harry Reeder. Each and every weekday, we'll automatically download to your device a new edition of this podcast. We'd love to hear from you. Write to us at inperspective@briarwood.org. We'll do stop by again tomorrow, Wednesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to to put the issues of today in perspective.